here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of April, 2009. It's the birthday of the Shoshone woman Sacagawea, born in Idaho, 1789. She served as an interpreter for Lewis and Clark's expedition. She was just a teenager. She had a two-month-old baby. It was on this day, 1896, the first modern Olympic Games took place, Athens, the first since 393 A.D. 241 athletes from 14 nations. Last summer, Beijing, almost every nation in the world sent athletes, about 11,000 in all. It's the 100th anniversary of the day that Robert E. Peary reached the North Pole, or came close to it, along with his assistant Matthew Henson and four Inuit guides. Big debate today as to whether Peary actually reached the pole, and if not, whether he thought he had or whether he simply lied about it. It was on this day, 1327, the Italian poet Petrarch saw the woman he called Laura for the first time, and he spent the next 50 years writing sonnets for her. He was living in Avignon. He went to Good Friday service in the Church of St. Clair. He saw a beautiful woman with long golden hair, dark eyes, fell in love with her. She was probably the wife of a nobleman. She did not return Petrarch's love, but he never loved another woman, and he wrote all of his sonnets for her. And it was those sonnets that made the sonnet form famous. He wrote one section of 8 lines, one section of 6, which we now call the Petrarchan Sonnet, 366 sonnets in all about Laura. Petrarch wrote about that day. It was on that day when the sun's ray was darkened in pity for its maker that I was captured and did not defend myself because your lovely eyes had bound me, lady. And it was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde was arrested on charges of sodomy. He was convicted, sentenced to prison, 2 years hard labor. He had been a very popular playwright, but public opinion turned against him. And when he was released, he went to Paris, where he lived in the Hotel d'Alsace under a false name, and died 3 years later, in 1900, of cerebral meningitis. Here's a poem for today by James Tate, entitled Honey, Can You Hear Me? Allison stared into the mirror and combed her hair. How beautiful she was. I look awful, she said. I bent down and tied my shoe and hit my head on the coffee table on the way up. Ouch, I said. What did you say, honey? She said. I said we ought to buy a new couch, I said. I thought we just bought one, she said. We could buy another one so we'd have a backup in case anything happens to this one, I said. She didn't answer me, but continued to brush her hair. I stared down at my shoes and said, something is so wrong there. What did you say, honey? She said. I said, it will be wonderful to be there tonight. Where's that, honey? She said. Wherever it is that we're going, I said. We're not going anywhere, she said. I meant here. It will be wonderful to be here tonight, I said. A little romantic night at home, she said. What did she mean by nomadic? A little nomadic night at home. There were times when I worried about Allison. She hovered right on the borderline, about to cross over into her own private realm, where nothing she sees or hears corresponds to anything in the known world. I live with this fear daily. My shoes are on the wrong feet, or so it seems to me now. A poem by James Tate, Honey, Can You Hear Me?, from his collection The Ghost Soldiers, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.